Welcome to Solana. We are a super fast blockchain project bringing proof of history and in turn 100,000x speed to the blockchain ecosystem. This podcast is a discussion between our core staff, industry leaders, and top contributors to our open source project. Find out more at solana.com. That's S-O-L-A-N-A.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Solana. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to the Solana podcast. Today, I am joined with Eric Williams. Eric, hello.
Hello, how are you, Andrew?
I'm doing very, very well. Today, we're talking all about Tour de Sol. First of all, let's jump into what you do at Solana and how you got involved.
I guess I got involved through Anatoly. I'd known him quite a while. We both lived in Ocean Beach, California, right after we graduated from undergraduate. I met him there. We did a lot of body surfing, played a lot of Halo 2. This is a long time ago, but we became, you know, good friends, friends ever since. In between then and now, I went off, studied physics, got interested in particle physics, and then kind of moved into medical physics, but kind of this background in analytics, and then transitioned to the Bay Area, where I got involved in kind of more data science, still in the health space, until about 2 years ago, where I was hanging out with Anatoly, and we were talking about blockchain and distributed systems, and he was making an argument that he thought he knew a way to how to keep track of time in a trustless distributed system, which is very interesting. And so he kind of roped me in with that. Luckily, around that time, a couple of other friends and super talented people in our network were free and kind of joined the conversation, and it turned into the beginning of Solana. And, you know, for me, it's, you know, building really incredible tech with really good friends kind of can't get better than that.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And everybody I've talked to has kind of had a very similar, you know, there's a culture friendship years ago. You, I think I'm hearing a little bit of background noise in that it's familiar to me because I have lived in Switzerland as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I heard, and there's this amazing thing that happens where you can recognize ambulance sounds and such.
That's right.
But are you in Switzerland because of CERN?
So I have lived out here before. Yeah, I lived out here for 3 years during graduate school working at CERN when I was studying particle physics. It's hard not to fall in love with Switzerland. It's kind of a fairy tale place, especially if you like the outdoors and cycling and running and whatnot. But, you know, I left, I graduated, I went to New York, San Francisco, but while I was out here in Switzerland, I met what would become my wife, and she is involved in global health. Switzerland, specifically Geneva, is a big global health center, and so she wanted to go back to school, and so now I'm back out here in Switzerland with her. She does her master's in international development studies.
You're the chief scientist, right, of Solana?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that the official title?
Yeah, official title. That's right.
Have you ever had that title before?
Not quite. I had chief data officer very briefly, but I think chief scientist sounds a little better.
This is the first one. So Solana success depends on validation and validators around the world. So we're launching Tour de Sol, and I think you're the Peloton leader of this one. I mean, we've got a huge cycling culture at Solana, so I'm going to use some nice cycling references. Yeah. Sorry, listeners that aren't into the spandex. But we've got, you know, this event that we launched, and I'm really excited about it, but I want to hear in your words, what is Tour de Sol?
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, it's our cycling-themed incentivized testnet, really. So last year, I guess around this time, myself and I think our whole team followed along with Cosmos's Game of Stakes, and we're very inspired by what they put together there. This was an adversarial testnet, first of its kind, bringing third-party validators on board to test their network before it went live. And so we knew we wanted to do something similar. We wanted to put our own kind of spin on it as well. But the core value, I think, in this sort of event, is it's hard to find elsewhere. That is, you know, for me, it's one of the main kind of reasons for it is a way for us to actually get to know these validator community and for them to get to know us and to really come together to build this together. Because, you know, as you mentioned, validators are really the backbone of these proof of stake systems. It's also, you know, a way to distribute tokens while at the same time kicking the tires and stress testing the tech, stress testing the network. you know, I think it's a very elegant approach that checks off a couple really important boxes on the way to launching a stable, secure network with a, you know, happy validator base.
So it's at solana.com/TDS if you want to check out the site while you're listening. So help me explain, like, do it, explain it like it's five for me. What is a validator?
Yeah. So a validator is a node on the network. It's a computer running on the network. They are in charge of processing transactions. So that could be, you know, simple payments. They check that everything's aligned in the ledger to make those payments, or it could be kind of a global state execution. Just think of a, you know, any execution on your computer, it's changing zeros to ones or ones to zeros, and it kind of changes the current live state. And they are also in charge of voting on the current version of the ledger. So they as a group of validators, determine which ledger is the source of truth ledger. They put up capital as stake. So they have a bit of skin in the game. They put up this capital, or in our case, these Solana tokens, to earn the right to validate transactions and vote on the ledger. And they can also accept delegated tokens. And so the idea here is they can function as kind of self-sustaining businesses, basically charging a commission on the interest earned by putting passive token holders' stakes to work. Their core part of the technical infrastructure, as well as a core part of the economic infrastructure that is going to make these systems work.
That's a great definition of it. Cool. The basic level is it's a GPU connected to the internet that somebody set up with a couple lines of Linux code, right?
Yeah, that's right. it's a program running on someone's computer that runs the Solana wallet, the Solana ledger.
With Solana, do we have any technical limitations? Like, can I spin up like a Raspberry Pi and try?
So you, especially when we get to Tour de Sol and on mainnet, well, I guess to be competitive in Tour de Sol and to be kind of be a player on mainnet, you're going to want GPUs. So you're going to want a little bit more accelerated hardware than a Raspberry Pi. And as far as validation goes, we'll probably get to this a little bit later in the discussion, but there's another network participant or network entity called a replicator, which we anticipate much lower hardware requirement. It's focused on storage. So again, Raspberry Pi might not be the most ideal system, but an off-the-shelf laptop or any computer with some extra storage space should be able to participate there. And again, that bring that participant into the economy of Solana as well.
So as an aggregate, Solana is a global supercomputer made up of a lot of different types of computers. And somebody might be creative, and it doesn't mean that you have to have like a rack space and, you know, dedicated storage.
That's right. That's right.
As a project, we really rely on community. And so what's your biggest ask as like running Tour de Sol? What's your biggest ask to the community?
Yeah, to be honest, my biggest ask is just get involved, reach out, give us your opinions. We want to involve people as much as possible. We really want validators to feel part of Solana and to take their input. For example, we actually posted the stage one of Tour de Sol, and I think I'll probably talk about the stages or the components shortly, but we posted the compensation design for stage one very recently. And so this is basically what the different categories that we're going to be kind of measuring from the validators during this first part of the tour, and how much the token compensation would be from those various categories. And we posted those online, and we reached out to the community and said, what do you think about this? Can we get some feedback? And we got some really great interaction there. And so just from that taste, you know, my ask is keep it coming. You know, there's lots of ways to get involved. At a higher level, you know, there's, as far as getting involved with the network in general, there's Tour de Sol, as we're talking about, which is primarily validator-focused with quantitative rewards, qualitative rewards, and some total rewards. We're also kicking off a bounty program at the same time, which is not necessarily validator-focused, but these are going to be general bounties, bug bounties. You can actually go on the GitHub now and take a look at some of the preliminary ones. You look at the issues in the Solana repo, I think they're tagged as good first issues. But these are going to be various levels. So, if, you know, primarily developer focused. And then, as I mentioned before, another way to get involved is replicators. It's a lower barrier to entry, and those are going to be introduced later in the tour, but they're coming.
If I just want to talk code is law, go to GitHub, check out Good First Issues. If I want to email somebody or talk to somebody on a forum, we have that, Solana.com.
Yes.
And then if I want to sign up, it's on the Tour to Soul page, which is Solana.com/TDS.
Yes, that's right. I think the top of the funnel, being Solana.com, will take care of all of that. Below that, you're going to be routed to either forums.solana.com. You'll also probably be pointed to Discord. Both of those will provide you a lot of information and support. Yeah,
the Discord's got a lot of very friendly resources and people that will help you out as a developer, kind of succeed as a replicator or as a validator. Let's talk about the stages of Tour to Soul.
Sure.
So right now we're like, who's interested? And then we're going to be like, stage one, start. What's it going to be like from there?
Yeah. The flag will drop for stage one. We're thinking beginning of August, a couple weeks now. But the general design is, when we were putting this together, we wanted to incentivize and really build this experience around the aspects of the network that are most important. So we ended up splitting up into three stages. Each stage is probably going to run for about a week of go time. After that, there'll be two, maybe 3 weeks of kind of reflection on how it went. I'm pretty sure, you know, the engineering team is going to have some stuff to work on. I think everyone's going to want to kind of take a step back. And then the next stage will start. So we're hoping the first stage to kick off beginning of August, and then second stage beginning of September, and then third stage beginning of October. The first stage, the general idea is simple transaction processing, and this is all about throughput. And so the Solana team, I guess, will be generating a lot of transactions, and the validators in this stage will be working to process those transactions. The various kind of reward categories there are going to be around things like most rewards collected. And what I mean by that is, as a validator and you're processing these transactions, you're voting on the ledger, you're earning protocol rewards doing this. During the stage, these will be, you know, testnet token rewards, kind of Chuck E. Cheese dollars, if you will, that will be converted. Well, the specific amount that you collect won't be converted, but those points will be used to determine your ranking. And then you can go and see on our rewards design how much compensation that will get you. We'll also be monitoring and compensating for things like confirmation latency, kind of how quickly you can turn these transactions around, and also availability, so kind of uptime. We also have some qualitative categories during this stage and all stages, things like best attack, best team player, community content, because I think during all these stages, we want contributions. We want to see block explorers or validator monitoring tools. And this is something we love to incentivize too. So first stage, how many transactions can we throw through the system until it falls down? Second stage, it's going to be similar. It's going to be about throughput, but we're going to be focusing more on smart contract executions. And so you can look at the repo now. We have a toy model of a decentralized exchange, just a demo. We're likely going to be spamming the network with exchange transactions that are a little bit more complicated than just a simple peer-to-peer payment simulation. But the general idea will be the same. Then finally, stage three, this is the big shebang. This is where we introduce replicators. I haven't talked too much about them, but basically they provide the role of providing storage on the network. If Solana network is running full tilt at design, I think we could generate up to something like 4 or 5 petabytes of data a year. If any single node had to support that sort of storage, it would be a highly centralized and not very interesting blockchain, I don't think. And so replicators, you can kind of think of them almost as kind of a BitTorrent design. Due to Solana's proof of history and way to track ordering and passage of time, we can stripe the data and distribute it across multiple nodes that we call replicators, with no single replicator having to replicate the entire ledger. But across the network, we can get multiple factors of redundancy of the single ledger. So it kind of solves that big data problem. So for stage three, we're going to introduce replicators, and we're going to have a more realistic mainnet simulation. And again, that's scheduled for beginning of October, I think. But that's the idea of the stages. The other thing I would just want to add in there is we want to be very iterative with this. So we want to collect a lot of feedback after each stage. We want to revise anything that, you know, we may have missed the mark on as we go forward. And we're just going to kind of play this by ear and give it our best shot.
Yeah, and I think community involvement is super important, but also just setting it up so that everybody knows this is a community event.
Yeah.
Right? This is not a let's ride a bike as fast as possible event. This is like a let's talk about bikes. Let's talk about bike design. Let's really get into it. Let's learn. Let's teach each other. Let's make a better bike so that when we actually have the real race, which is mainnet, we actually have a product that everybody
maybe
loves.
It's more like critical mass than Tour de France. If you're familiar with critical mass in San Francisco, it's when everybody comes out and wreaks havoc on the streets of San Francisco. I think like once Friday in a month or something.
Do you have any guesses on how fast the testnet's going to be, like stage one?
I think we're going to be looking at maybe bursts of up to 50,000 TPS. But right, actually today, we're doing an internal dry run to kind of test that out. Next week, we're going to start off a validator dry run. So we want validators who are interested in participating in general to join us next week. And there's going to be more announcements on this on the forums. Join us next week for the test run to see what we can actually handle right now. I think it's going to be a little bit of an exploratory process to figure how high we can go. But at the very least, we'll try to put some sprint stages or sprint times in there and really crank it up to see how it explodes.
I was pitching Solana to somebody the other day, and I said 50 transactions a second, and I forgot to say 1,000. And they were like, how are you doing 50 a second? ETH's only at 15. That's amazing. You're like four times as fast.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm really interested to see how everybody reacts seeing that speed, because it is ridiculous speed.
Yeah. You know, this is one of the things, being a layer one smart contracts platform, transactions per second have almost lost meaning because there's been so much noise in the space around that metric in particular. And so it's hard to talk about something like that without either cringing yourself or just kind of seeing the eye roll. And so, you know, what we've really tried to do is just say, hey, come look, come do it yourself. Either, you know, just go to our GitHub and download the node and join the testnet right now, or follow along with Tour de Sol. Trust but verify, or don't trust but verify. Just check it out for yourself, right?
Yeah, I'm an Oregon kid. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest in the States. And, you know, Steve Prefontaine, Bill Bowerman are kind of legends in the running world there. And there, I think there was a Bowerman quote about, if you're really going to be bold, write something on the bottom of your shoes. You can get in front of somebody and then they can see your message. But don't talk.
Right.
Just show up. Be humble. If you think you're going to win the race, just write it on the bottom of your shoe.
I like that.
This is kind of a fun way to just say, like, and when I think about our speed, because, you know, how many conferences have we been to that it's been like another faster blockchain that's pretty decentralized or has this one critical flaw?
Yeah.
So
exactly. I might steal that for like a blog post or something. The title could be Bottom of Our Shoes or something.
Yeah. Please
like
do.
That, yeah.
I think there's a humble pride you have to have, and it's hard to have that with software development when you're dealing with actual data scientists and chief scientists.
Right.
So let's talk more about Tour de Sol, how to get involved. Does each stage have a deadline to sign up?
Yeah.
Or is it?
So once you sign up, once you go through the process, you'll be officially registered for any or all the stages you want to participate in. But for each stage, we're going to do a roll call before. Just because we have your name and your information, you've expressed interest, we're going to make sure right before and say, hey, you know, are you actually ready for game time? But yeah, stage one registration is open now. I think it's open until July 21st, if I remember correctly.
That sounds good to me. Yeah, that's what I've read.
And it's right now it's basically a post on the forum. You go there, you fill out a little form with your name, information. We're going to follow up before the launch date with more detailed information, do a KYC process, which we'll need to do to actually collect rewards anyway. But yeah, it's live as of right now.
What type of people do you think? I mean, if you're going to say, let's fast forward to October, November, and we look back at Tour de Sol, what type of people signed up? Are you looking for hobbyists? Are you looking for companies that own data centers? Like, who's a Tour de Sol participant?
Yeah, so maybe the obvious answer is we want a little bit of everybody, you know, to get the diversity of background and experience. I think what we've seen so far is, and this is, to be honest, one of the most rewarding, kind of coolest part of this effort I've seen so far, is just how awesome everyone has been who's interested in this. There's a really strong and open community of validators out there, largely out of the Cosmos network. But this space, as far as proof of stake validation, is really exploding right now. And the community, if you're not involved with it, I'd recommend checking it out, because everyone's very happy to help, happy to kind of get involved. And it's been great just to see how many, all these smart people come and participate and join this thing that we're kind of, you know, putting together as we go. You know, that being said, again, I think one of the unique aspects of our network is we have the validation path to participate, but we also have the replication path. And so that sort of participant, again, I would want to see anybody with extra hard drive space. You know, I remember back in undergraduate when it was the first time I was exposed to a T1 line, and BitTorrent was kind of exploding at the time, and everybody was, you know, part of that community. Some, whether they knew it or not, they were just downloading files. They didn't know they were actually helping that whole system work. But honestly, that's the level that I think would be great to be involved in, and a replicator, you know, college kids with extra hard drive space, anybody who is interested in dipping their feet into the crypto economy without heavy upfront investment. I think it's a really unique onboarding path, and I'd love to see a lot of people get involved that way.
I see a lot of students getting involved. I see a lot of people that are running data centers that are just kind of curious about what's next,
yeah,
getting involved. So education, it's community. We're here to help. We're here to chat. And I think, you know, other people in the community are just as interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
So any final thoughts on Tour de Sol? Wishes, wants, what you're nervous about? Like,
I'm not sure I'm nervous so much as just excited, because it's really going to be fun, I think. It's hard to know what's going to go wrong when, but we know things will go wrong. And so it's going to be fun kind of jumping on those things. I guess there's a little bit of nerves there. It's like showing somebody something that you've written, maybe, that you're a little bit unsure about. Or it's, I guess it's kind of opening the kimono a bit, as far as this is the first time we're really going to encourage people or have people dig into the code and, you know, incentivize them for tearing it apart. And so it comes with a little bit of nerves, but I'm really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, and we do have like the 7 innovations, the technical innovations, which they're going up on our blog every, like, twice a week right now. We're having blog posts describing how the tech works, yeah, and what the innovations are. And I mean, as the team, the core team that's been at Solana for over a year, kind of went into hiding almost. It felt like, as an outside observer, like, I've been in your Telegram channel for almost a year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah.
It seems like you got really excited and we're about to launch or about to, you know, like, announce to the world. And they said, wait, I think we need to work on this a little bit. And then he kind of went into hiding, radio silence. And then he came up being like, oh, it works.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty accurate. You know, it was one part, I think, quote unquote, crypto winter, I think, was a blessing in a lot of ways. There was a lot of distractions last summer, for better or worse. And so when things kind of quieted down, it was actually pretty nice. You know, our tagline since the start was, we'd focus on tech, kind of leave us alone. And, you know, admittedly, our strength is not in the marketing, is not in kind of going out and being loud about this stuff. And so I think we got into our stride for the last 6 to 12 months, just putting our heads down, executing. And now we are coming up for air and saying, okay, check it out. Please have a look to see what we did. And let's get this thing up and running.
And after Tour de Sol, we'll know if it's ready for game time or not.
Yeah, that's the idea, is Tour de Sol to transition directly into a live network.
in the crypto space, to me, this is the most exciting part of a project.
Yes.
Is that everybody's around together. You've done the work. You're testing it out. And you're either going to sink or swim pretty quickly.
That's right.
I just think it's a very amazing and very fun time. How do you feel about Solana in recruiting or involvement from the community? Should people try to be working with us? Do you think we're going to hire people that are validators on Tour to Sol?
Yeah, I think we've hired 2 or 3 people just from their GitHub interaction thus far. And that's kind of been without any outreach, you know, as far as, hey, we're looking for people. I think this is probably the best way we can find talent is say, hey, how can you help us? Or what can you do? And just demonstrate it through this event where you can also be compensated for it. And so for sure, we're going to be keeping an eye out for that. And if anyone is interested in contributing further or becoming part of the team, just please reach out and let us know. We're always happy to talk.
Yeah, just kind of wanting to voice that to the community, right? Like if you're listening to this, like, yeah, it's a super friendly company that really does hire people from GitHub, you know, from solving really good issues. And
Yeah, we've hired from GitHub. We've also hired from Telegram, believe it or not. So we're
that's a surprise to
me. Yeah. And it's worked out great. We're very open to community involvement.
Yeah, so I've been at Solana for just over a month now, and I've just been blown away by how kind and smart every single person that I've interacted with it is. And this is our first like real conversation we've had, so I want to extend that to you. Thank you so much. It's been amazing to get to know you, and I'm really looking forward to Tour to Sol.
Oh, thanks a lot, Andrew.
If somebody wants to follow up with you directly, best way to do that?
Eric@Solana.com.
Very, very simple.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode. If you have any questions for our guests or want to continue this discussion, please check out our website at solana.com. That's S-O-L-A-N-A.com. There are links to our Discord, where most of our communication happens in the company. Also, you should check out our GitHub page, where we post all of our code for you to check out and even help out with. GitHub.com/Solana-labs. You can also follow us on Twitter @Solana. Thanks for listening. See you next week.